Text 1. Orange Sky Laundry. First reading. Listen to this interview and answer questions 1 to 7.
I am the first voice you'll hear. I am the interviewer.
I am the second voice you'll hear, representing Lucas Patchett.
I am the third voice you will hear, representing Nicholas Marchese.
Good morning and welcome to our weekly program about volunteer work in the community. This morning we have in the studio two friends from Brisbane who, with a simple idea to restore respect to the homeless, have been named the first joint winners of the Young Australian of the Year. 21-year-olds Nicholas Marchese and Lucas Patchett launched Orange Sky Laundry in 2014, a free mobile laundry service for the homeless, run from the back of an old van. So, Lucas, tell our listeners how your idea began.
Well, while we were still in high school, Nick and I both participated in a free food van service every Friday night, and our eyes were opened to this massive problem of homelessness. 105,000 Australians every single night find themselves out in the cold. We always thought of the homeless as old people, but the reality is shocking. Almost half of those living on the streets are young people, some with drug-related problems, and others who have fled domestic violence. It is just so sad.
So when we left school, we wanted to continue to do our little bit. Initially, we thought about starting a food van, but that idea eventually evolved into doing laundry.
You know, the very first thing we all do in the morning is put on fresh, clean clothes. We thought everyone deserves this basic human right, so we decided to help the homeless by offering them a free laundry service.
But it's more than just cleaning their clothes, isn't it?
Right, because the great thing about laundry is the time it takes, and time is the essence of what our service offers. As these people are waiting for their clothes to be washed and dried, we talk to them. It's great having a chat with them to try to reconnect them with their community. During this time, we also provide information about how homeless people can access services that can help get them off the streets.
So, Lucas, can you give listeners some examples of how these conversations can help people improve their lives?
Well, often, for example, we can connect them to other services, such as cheap housing, medical services, free food outlets, and employment opportunities.
But all this costs money, so how do you fund the service?
We're a charity, not-for-profit organisation, run purely by donations and the generosity of volunteers. Many people have been incredibly generous. It's true, we do rely heavily on commercial businesses to donate the largest sums of money, and we are so thankful for that. But also, just everyday Australians donate their time and money.
And to date, we've been able to roll out 7 vans across Australia that cost about $100,000 each.
That is impressive. So how can people donate?
Oh, it's easy. Just log on to our website. It's amazing how people from all over Australia have donated through our website. We want to expand all over Australia.
That's part of your big dream, isn't it? Can you tell us more about what is involved in this dream of yours?
We want to see homeless people improve their health and gain employment. And if we can achieve the ultimate goal of our dream, which is to get them into housing, then in 5 years, we hope that there will be no more homeless people.
But people can also be made homeless, such as when a natural disaster devastates a community.
That's true. Domestic violence, sudden unemployment, or family breakdown can also create homelessness. But that's where our vans are available to offer immediate assistance to those who are most affected.
I'm sure with your energy and enthusiasm, you'll both realise your dream. You have been listening to Nicholas Marchese and Lucas Patchett share their dream for homeless people with us this morning.
Text 1, Second Reading.
Good morning and welcome to our weekly program about volunteer work in the community. This morning we have in the studio two friends from Brisbane who, with a simple idea to restore respect to the homeless, have been named the first joint winners of the Young Australian of the Year. 21-year-olds Nicholas Marchese and Lucas Patchett launched Orange Sky Laundry in 2014, a free mobile laundry service for the homeless, run from the back of an old van. So, Lucas, tell our listeners how your idea began.
Well, while we were still in high school, Nick and I both participated in a free food van service every Friday night, and our eyes were opened to this massive problem of homelessness. 105,000 Australians every single night find themselves out in the cold. We always thought of the homeless as old people, but the reality is shocking. Almost half of those living on the streets are young people, some with drug-related problems, and others who have fled domestic violence. It is just so sad.
So when we left school, we wanted to continue to do our little bit. Initially, we thought about starting a food van, but that idea eventually evolved into doing laundry.
You know, the very first thing we all do in the morning is put on fresh, clean clothes. We thought everyone deserves this basic human right, so we decided to help the homeless by offering them a free laundry service.
But it's more than just cleaning their clothes, isn't it?
Right, because the great thing about laundry is the time it takes, and time is the essence of what our service offers. As these people are waiting for their clothes to be washed and dried, we talk to them. It's great having a chat with them to try to reconnect them with their community. During this time, we also provide information about how homeless people can access services that can help get them off the streets.
So, Lucas, can you give listeners some examples of how these conversations can help people improve their lives?
Well, often, for example, we can connect them to other services, such as cheap housing, medical services, free food outlets, and employment opportunities.
But all this costs money, so how do you fund the service?
We're a charity, not-for-profit organisation, run purely by donations and the generosity of volunteers. Many people have been incredibly generous. It's true, we do rely heavily on commercial businesses to donate the largest sums of money, and we are so thankful for that. But also, just everyday Australians donate their time and money.
And to date, we've been able to roll out 7 vans across Australia that cost about $100,000 each.
That is impressive. So how can people donate?
Oh, it's easy. Just log on to our website. It's amazing how people from all over Australia have donated through our website. We want to expand all over Australia.
That's part of your big dream, isn't it? Can you tell us more about what is involved in this dream of yours?
We want to see homeless people improve their health and gain employment. And if we can achieve the ultimate goal of our dream, which is to get them into housing, then in 5 years, we hope that there will be no more homeless people.
But people can also be made homeless, such as when a natural disaster devastates a community.
That's true. Domestic violence, sudden unemployment, or family breakdown can also create homelessness. But that's where our vans are available to offer immediate assistance to those who are most affected.
I'm sure with your energy and enthusiasm, you'll both realise your dream. You have been listening to Nicholas Marchese and Lucas Patchett share their dream for homeless people with us this morning.
Now answer questions 1 to 7. Text 2 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for Text 2.